Gage. This has an epigraph from Ilyan Scarry, The Body in Pain. Pain comes unshareably into our midst, as at once that which cannot be denied, and that which cannot be confirmed. Casebook 1A, patient number 175, 6th of March, 1882. Lalouie, female, 30, mania, Musul Dalal, 6th of March, 1862. October. This woman was sent in by city magistrate, stated to be her first attack of insanity, but I had her as a lunatic patient in the jail hospital 3 years ago. On admission, she was very violent and excited, would not wear clothes, tore everything to pieces, and struck and bit every body approaching her. It was necessary to put her under restraint. A blister was applied to the nape of her neck, and sharp purgatives administered. Gradually, the symptoms began to subside, and she took to spinning the wheel. Served in a sentence. The wit of Knuckles. How now, Nuncle? Would, had, two coxcombs, two daughters? Whither to elocute? How now, Nuncle? Wood, two daughters, wooden Faber-Castell ruler, rapping at the windows. Something of lentils, still. Palms flushed, this was a matter of forgetfulness, and so. A smudge of chalk, yelp of flesh, a friend quivers at his desk. Quill and rubber, this is so. Rapping at the windows, crying through the locks, garlic and milk, some ilk of meal under the nail still. How now, two daughters? Tremble and plums in the pocket, damp in the pinafore, this is so. How my marrow clogged my bath if I stayed in it too long. Are the children all in bed? It is now 8 o'clock. Pairs of lead, iredness. One could have wished for arrows, but puns escape gaping quivers. How now, daughters? Belt about. Middle of a riff fretting the portly torso, harbouring too many breakfasts. Be just and fear not on the buckle. How my throat flounced to the floor. This, too, was a matter of forgetfulness. How now? Casebook 1A, patient number 56, 24th of September, 1860. Mihibuban, female, mania. On admission, was very sulky and refused her food. Afterward, became violent and tossed about her head and arms. Blister was applied and a aperient given. Since then, has been quieter and takes her food well. The Annual Report of the Insane Asylums in Bombay, 1874 to 1875. There were 6 cases of refusal of food. He had to be fed with a stomach punk regularly for 2 months. He was, in consequence, very much reduced. One day, he was accidentally given some beer, which had the desired effect, as he began to eat soon after, of his own accord. Much to midnight. Capillary braids wicking, the carouse of kerosene. How came she by that light? Why it stood by her, light by her, continually? All yellow and waiting for peals. Pitch of stairway and sinking. Hot cross buns, 1 a penny, blow through curtly, this is so. How came she by that light? Racked by comb, and there were excuses to be made. Why it stood her, by her, continually? How in darkness my skin noised off the flesh. Then mauve mapping. 2 a penny, if you have no daughters. This was a matter of forgetfulness. And so scald the tenders. Bubble, and little hand stubbing numbers. Why, by her, continually? Egg custard from a bowl, quietly morsels of Swevin's song. Instead, time tables. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. Wattle shoulders hurdled, corners of curds and why? This was a matter of forgetfulness. How came she by that light? This is so. A cousin's curls dawdle in the doorway. Fenugreek and mint, a disquieting elopement lodged in the gall. If you have no daughters, 1 a penny, 2 a penny, trounce and wallop, yoke of cotton, mother of pearl buttons, this is so. By her, continually by that light. How my chest held its leman. This too was a matter of forgetfulness. By her, continually. Annual Inspection Report of the Dispensaries of Oudh for the year 1872. I must say I never saw a more happy or contented-looking set of lunatics. They work both in the gardens and at the looms with pleasure to themselves, singing blithely at their task. Annual Report of Lunatic Asylums in Punjab, 1871. The insane are not slow in sagacity and the power of comprehending what is done for their good, and thus will appreciate kindness. Annual Report of the Insane Asylums in Bombay, 1874. Beef tea was also given by injection through the rectum. Lap swathed. Shore of grain and rice. Plate rinsed with warm water. This is so. Later, a group gathers under thatch for the threnody of rain. Tween her stumps doth hold the basin that receives your guilty blood. Rope and macaroons. Mother, may I go to swim? How my chin inched away to breathe. Chlorine warrants eggs in the hair, and so. Scold the towel off. Eyelet and hooks, and undoings of small ribbons from the plates. Tween her stumps doth hold. Yes, my darling daughter, this was a matter of forgetfulness. Lumps of flour, boat in a stew, choice cutlery slugging the gills, this is so. Fold your clothes all neat and trim, but don't go near the water. How my feet are glutted into socks in summer. Tween her stumps, blood. Larded air, the bulk of monsoon. Fold, don't go, this is so. Oleogloss. A neighbour decides against the sugar. Shellings, conch, erratos, curries, babies, errors, whelks, bleeding tooth, arc. The basin that receives, guilty. Gurgle such dimples off. Chunked coconut wrapped in newspaper. Fiddle afternoon, sleep through tea, cuff, roll and clout. How my cheek round back and into my face. This too was a matter of forgetfulness. Tween her stumps. Letter from the Commissioner of Rawalpindi to the Punjab Government, 1869. Dr. Lyons had caused an enema to be administered in his own presence to a Pathan prisoner who pleaded epileptic fits as a reason for not working. Dr. Lyons evidently considered the man to be shamming, and he adopted the enema, knowing it to be the most hateful infliction to a Pathan as a punishment and mere means of curing him of malingering. Enema administered in public instead of within the patient's cell or in the hospital. The man died 3 days after. Report from Dr. Lyons to the Assistant Commissioner of Rawalpindi, 1869. I considered the man was a malingerer and applied the most disagreeable treatment appropriate for epilepsy. If the man be really ill, the treatment will do him no harm. If he is malingering, the treatment will still do him no harm. I ordered the man to have an injection of warm water to clear out his bowels. The native doctor reported to me that he had died about 6 o'clock, and that he did not think that he had died from illness, but from grief or shame. Muck about ground flanks, a corner and something squats to eat its carrots. Kneecap craters scrape gutters for tadpoles, room for wretch in the bucket, rag the mouth. What stern ungentle hands lopped and hewed and made thy body bare, offer true branches. This is so. 1, 2, swift, if, sweet, tea. 1, 2, buckle my shoe, whip, swift, knee, swat, lopped and hewed and made thy body bare. How my shins buck into the wall, and mischief hung about bulbs. This was a matter of forgetfulness. 3, 4, knock at the door, hot rice sits in a tin and sweats till lunch. Loaf the halls wobbling, and so, 5, 6, pick up sticks, hush and flog, bare of her 2 branches. All raging moustache and cachet crocheted into the bunching socks. Lopped and hewed and made thy body. How my hands knotted my guts to the pew. This was a matter of forgetfulness. Cursive note of art and coot in red in notebooks. Kneel and keen near where they come to sharpen the pencils. Elbow bandied to hold a tongue. This is so. 7, 8, lay them straight. Strokes 9, 10. Marks of bright pupils, this is so. How my jaw fluttered open. This too was a matter of forgetfulness. What stern, ungentle hands made thy body. Annual Administration and Progress Report, Bombay Presidency, 1873 to 1874. On a patient being brought to the asylum, He or she is placed in a single room for 2 or 3 days, well washed, carefully fed, the state and conditions of excretions and secretions examined. Bengal, 1867. The lunatics are bathed daily. The dirty and intractable patients are rubbed with mustard oil kali, made into a thin paste with water, and then washed under the shower bath. This cleanses the skin and leaves it soft, and it is better than soap, which makes their skin dry. Punjab, 1874. Nothing can prevent entirely some of the most debased of lunatics from being guilty of filthy actions, but they are cleaned and washed and all traces of pollution at once removed. The stillness of windows. Water gauze all garb off. Broad-eyed and perched, dry on the edges of some mouth, evidence of breaking bird. This is the way we wash our hands, wash our gruel and barking. What is it she does now? Look how she rubs her hands. Wool gathering wee bundle scuttles butter feet, and so, the lashes unfasten. Dredge the thing like sole or plough off a mattress. Outside the hush of thrashing wheat, this is the way we brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush. How my ankles ground bone into wet tile. This was a matter of forgetfulness. Look to the face hoary with fash. Vinegar, lime, vex onions, and whinny into the tureen. Look how she rubs her hands. This is so. An elder weathers folding laundry. This is the way we. Mustard, dried chilies, bay leaf, temper. What is it she does now? Look how she. Comb our hair, this is the way we. How my scalp scrubbed itself to sleep. This too was a matter of forgetfulness. How she rubs her hands.